Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
Wake up, Jamaica.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of revolutionary Jamaican music. Where today I'm presenting a follow-up to the Sufferers special from earlier this year, because alongside the many records detailing the poverty and injustices experienced by the sufferers in Jamaica, there were just as many recorded about overturning the political and social conditions that had spawned so much sufferation. And so raise your fist in the air, as it's time for the House of Reggae's Revolutions special.
Down and tell the people how the musical is coming your way.
Time is slipping away, and I don't get tired yet.
Fear it time. This a sufferer's time. Fear it time, children. Fear it time. This a sufferer's time. Time to suffer.
Comfort children, and I no get high yet. High and I no reach high goal yet. Yeah, now that dreadlocks have a cross, time for dreadlocks on big house. Now that dreadlocks have a cross, time for dreadlocks on big house. Because fear it time, children, fear it time. This a sufferer's time. Fear it time, yeah, fear it time. This a sufferer's time.
Every man have his own part to play. Just like the moon that shines by night and the sun by day.
Fear it time. Fear it time. This is sufferer's time. Fear it time, children. Fear it time. Yeah, this is sufferer's time.
That was the Heptones declaring Sufferer's Time, which they recorded at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio in 1976, and which saw release at the time on the Black Ark label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK, as well as featuring on the group's Party Time album the following year.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
And so, taking our inspiration from that opening tune, today we're going to be taking a journey through the revolutionary decade that was the 1970s, when Jamaica was in political and social upheaval, and themes and ideas of revolution were in the air from both internal and external forces, which were then reflected in the records that were being recorded and released. And so, needless to say, that most of the records that you'll hear in today's show were banned at the time by the national Jamaican radio stations, as they were just too hot to handle. Including this first one, which was released at the end of 1970 by the part-time singer, record plugger and general man about town, Winston Holness, aka Nine Easy Observer. And his revolutionary statement of intent foretold of events that were to come over the following decade, as on top of an abrasive rhythm played by the Soul Syndicate, Niney proclaimed that judgment has come and mercy has gone, in blood and fire.
Blood and fire.
Fire. There is no more water to out the fire.
fire. There is no more water to help the fire. There is no more water to help the fire. Mercy has gone. All we caught shall leak out and spit up. Judgment has come and mercy has gone. All we caught shall leak out and spit up. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn.
Blessed is the pipe that is always light in the house of Jah Rastafari. Blessed is the weed of the ganja seed that gives brethren the ganja breed. Blood and fire, let it burn, brethren.
All we caught shall leak out and split up. And all righteous shall stand. Heal, Rasta heal and wheel. Heal, Rasta don't quail. Blood, 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 blood and fire. Blood, 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 blood and fire.
The all-time classic Blood and Fire by Niney, which he produced himself and released on 7-inch vinyl on his own Observer label on Christmas Eve in 1970, and which went on to become an influential and popular tune throughout the following year, and has since been compiled on numerous collections, including one where it features as a title track on the Trojan label.
This station rocked the nation with sound's vibration.
And this use of fire as an image of insurrection had previously been used by Little Roy in his 1969 hit Bongo Naya, where he sang Fire Redder Than Red, Naya Dreader Than Dread, thus linking it with the Nyabingi Rastafarians, who took their name from a Ugandan tribe of resistance fighters. And so fire has always been a symbolic sign of the Rastas, to not only signify destruction, but also to cleanse, refresh, and start anew. And it was this theme which Niney returned to with his contribution to one of Lee Perry's many versions of Junior Biles' Beatdown Babylon, which in itself was a protest at the living conditions in Jamaica, as within it, Junior observed, "I and I starving, this might cause a revolution." Which must mean it's time to get out of your whip and beat down Babylon.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I give you the full answer to Jesus Christ, so at least they will be themselves. In the personality of white people, my same brightness not the first. Jah Rastafari.
Say me no like them kind of Babylon. Say me no dig them kind of wicked men. For I'm a righteous Rasta man, and I am a dread, dread one-eye man. I and I go beat down Babylon. I and I go beat down Babylon. I and I must whip them wicked men. I and I must whip them wicked men. Oh, what a wicked situation. I and I starving. This might cause a revolution and a dangerous pollution. I and I going beat down Babylon. I and I must beat down Babylon. I and I going whip them. I and I gonna be from Babylon. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Whip them, whip them, Lord, whip them, whip them, Lord, whip them, whip them, Lord, whip them, whip them, Lord.
Not even the dog that this against the walls of Babylon shall escape I wrath. Just strong and mighty in battle, cramp we God.
Babylon's burning, Babylon's burning, Babylon's burning, but there's no water. Fire, 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 but there's no water.
All them a jump and reel, all them a jump and reel. If them crawl like snail, Rasta gwine clip them tail.
Babylon's burning, Babylon's burning, Babylon's burning, but there's no water. Fire, 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 but there's no water.
I say, not even the dog that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape Jah wrath. Just strong, quake, Nika, quake, I say, quake.
Blood and fire, blood and fire, blood and fire, but there's no water.
Who you gonna run to now? Who you gonna run to now? Why? Who you gonna run to now? When I and I hold you.
Fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire.
Two for the price of one there. As first up, you heard the original Beatdown Babylon by Junior Biles, which was produced by Lee Perry and released on both his Justice League and Upsetter labels in 1971, and which was then followed up by Maxi, Niney and Scratch in combination with Babylon's Burning, which, according to its label on Justice League, was Chapter 8 in the many versions of that revolutionary tune which Scratch produced.
This station rules the nation with version.
And so, despite it being less than 10 years since it gained independence, these tunes by Niney and Scratch were early indicators that all was not well in Jamaica. And so it was that in 1972, to a backdrop of strikes and unrest, that Michael Manley led his Socialist People's National Party to election victory, promising a more equitable and just society for all its citizens. But although initially supported by many of the early reggae stars, living conditions and fair treatment didn't improve for many of the island's poor, and this was astutely reflected by songwriter par excellence Bob Andy in his 1974 release Fire Burning, where over the top of a deceptively laid-back rhythm, he delivered a direct message to the leaders that without the promised change, they could soon be in danger of the fire burning.
Fire burning.
I was drawn into myself, observing all this time. From every angle I could see my people, you're meeting hell. Brothers have turned to crime, so they die from time to time. We'd like to ask you leaders, what have you got in mind? I see the fire spreading, it's getting hotter and hot. The house will want to be in the shoes of the have-nots. If the sun on the wrong side of the fence, oh yeah, you better believe me.
people. Believe me, believe me when I tell you another thing. I saw in visions right in front of my eyes. Sisters prostituting, selling away their lives. They get but very little pay. The ones who clean the mess. Minority who sits on top just to rate themselves the best. But I see the fire spreading. It's getting hotter. Visions right in front of my eyes. Sisters prostituting, selling away their lives. They get but very little pay. The ones who clean the mess. Minority who sits on top just to rate themselves the best. But I see the fire spreading. It's getting in the signs on your door, then you will be safe for sure. But if you are impotent, you're on the wrong side of the fence.
Fire burning, burning, burning.
Produced by Lloyd Chalmers, that was Bob Andy with Fire Burning, which initially came out on a Wildflower label in Jamaica and the Harry J label here in the UK in 1974, and can now be found on Bob's retrospective album on his own Ianca label. And of course, it was later covered to fine effect by Marcia Griffiths in the early 1990s.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never died.
Now, as mentioned earlier, the vocalist Earl Lowe, aka Little Roy, recorded some revolutionary tunes in his early career for the producer Lloyd Daly, such as Bonga Naya and Hard Fighter. But unhappy with his lot, he took matters into his own hands when he set up his own labels and began releasing records, with the much-covered Tribal War being an early hit for him. But he also released other tunes for other artists, including the Heptones, whose own history of writing revolutionary lyrics goes back to their Rocksteady days, when inspired by the civil rights movement in America, Leroy Sibbles wrote titles like Equal Rights, Soul Power, and Heptones Gonna Fight for their 1968 On Top album. And this thirst for justice led to this confrontational 1974 recording called Revolution.
Don't care. Revolution. the black man, life be so hard. We go, we walk the streets, oh yeah, till our foot feel all the beat. We don't know what else to do.
Total destruction indeed, as that was Leroy Sibbles leading the Heptones with Revolution, which was released on Little Roy's Tafari label in 1974 and was later compiled for the Pressure Sounds release Little Roy and Friends Packing House.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
But now we're going to step it forward a year, because in 1975 the political and social temperature in Kingston was rising as living standards continued to fall, and Winston Jarrett, who was brought up in the ghettos of Trenchtown and Jonestown, reflected these cries of desperation from the sufferers as he looked for solutions to their never-ending problems, and concluded that there must be a revolution.
Must be a revolution. Must be.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youth. None of youth with grudge, man, and hate, man, and I don't know the man. Man, we have love in them heart for every man. Hear this now. Hear this now. Hear this now.
There must be a revolution to solve this problem. There must be a revolution to solve this problem. Only Jaja knows why I and I suffer so. Only Jaja knows why I and I suffer so.
Birds of the nest, foxes of the home, son of man have nowhere to lay his weary head. The sun shining for all mankind. Very, very soon now, you gotta be in the line. Here in the ghetto, them fight against I and I. Here in the ghetto, them fight against I. Tell me now,
there must be some solution to solve this problem. There must be some solution to solve this problem.
Oh now I say,
only Jaja knows why I and I suffer so. Only Jaja knows why I and I suffer so.
There must be a revolution to solve these problems.
There must be a revolution to solve these problems.
Birds of the nest,
was Winston Jarrett and the Righteous Flames with Must Be a Revolution, which was originally released on 7-inch on the Corporative Sounds label in Jamaica and the Grand Nation label in the UK back in 1975, and which can now be found on the Winston Jarrett double CD compilation Survival is the Game on the Young Tree label.
On the A1 station in the land, come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
And staying in 1975, Max Romeo, who we heard earlier teaming up with Nineteen Scratch in Babylon's Burning, recorded and released a concept album called Revelation Time, which he described as a revolutionary album, as it was inspired by the election of Michael Manley 3 years earlier and his socialist agenda, which at least promised a more equitable share of society's wealth. But on the track which opens side two, Max goes far beyond any political ideology and into a last days style prophecy, which evokes a bloody civil war against the rich and wealthy, and which he actually based on chapter 5 from the Epistle of James from the New Testament, which is titled as Warning to the Rich, and which Max adapts the text to give it a Jamaican setting, as he prophesies that heads are go roll down Sandy Gully. In warning, warning.
Warning, warning.
Music lover.
Giving up a warning.
Here I power and the hour. Music like shower.
And now you rich people listen to me. Weep and wail over the miseries that are coming upon me. Have rotted away, and your clothes have been eaten by moth. Your gold and silver is covered with rust, and this rust will be witness against you and eat up your flesh like fire. You have piled up your riches in these last days. You have not paid the men that work in your fields. The cries of those that gather your crops have reached the ears of Jah, Jah Almighty. Heads are gonna roll down Sandy Gully one of these days. Ghetto, I rake and scrape to get a cake, yeah.
Ballet, I go roll down Sandy Gully one of
Recorded at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio, that was Max Romeo with Warning, Warning, which was initially released as part of his Revelation Time album for Clive Hunt's Soundtracks label in 1975, and was also released as a single under the title of Heads Ago Roll on both the Black World label in Jamaica and the Caribbean label here in the UK.
Back way, but night boy, come see I live with you two different thing. If you can't beat I, join I.
And this Civil War style of imagery and prophecy of the poor rising up against those in power was also prevalent in one of 1975's biggest tunes, which elevated a previously little-known vocal harmony trio into one of roots reggae's most celebrated groups, and also heralded the start of the rocker style of reggae music, as I'm talking about the Mighty Diamonds and their release of the single Right Time, which over the top of Sly Dunbar's intricate and precise drum pattern, the Diamonds' delicate yet impassioned vocals foresaw a time in the near future when some would be charged for treason, arson and murder, as Swallowfield would be turned into a battlefield in the right time. Right time,
right time. This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong, strong, strong.
And wonderful Mighty Diamonds, of course, with their legendary Right Time, which they recorded at the Channel One studio in 1975, and which was originally released on 7-inch on the Well Charge label in Jamaica and the Lox label in the UK, and was also the title track of their debut album the following year for the Virgin label.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
But in 1976, it wasn't a revolution which came to downtown Kingston, but instead a turf war between supporters of the rival political parties, with widespread reports of the opposition JLP being funded and armed by the CIA, while the incumbent PNP grew ever closer links with communist Cuba. And in the first 6 months of the year, over 150 people were killed in these street battles, which resulted in Michael Manley issuing a state of emergency. But this didn't stop the idealists wishing for a complete overthrow of the state and a new beginning, because it was into this maelstrom that Pablo Moses released his debut album called Revolutionary Dream, where in the title track he explained his vision of being a freedom fighter up in the mountains, waiting for orders to attack the oppressors.
Right now, really maca, I tell you, really maca.
Oh yeah, oh la, oh oh oh, oh a revolutionary dream, people listen keen. Freedom fight, I was. I was on this mountain with other soldiers awaiting orders for attack the oppressors. Boy, whoa, 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 hoy. Whoa, 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 hoy. Boy. In this particular dream, the time was night. A time we knew we had to fight. A revolutionary dream, people listen keen. Freedom fight, I was in my dream. Did not want to fight our brothers, but we had to, because they were traitors. Why? Why, why, why? Why, why, why? Why? We knew not when this war would end, but our freedom we had to defend. Yeah. Oh, oh, la, ha. Oh, yeah, ha. Freedom fight, I was in a dream. Just when we were about to kill the headman, I awoke out of my wonderful vision. Why? Why, why, why? Why, why, why? Why? Back into the world of reality to try endure the strains of poverty. Yeah. A revolutionary dream, people listen keen. Freedom fight, I was in my dream. Why? Why, why, why? Why, why, why? Why? A revolutionary dream, people listen keen. Freedom fight, I was in my dream.
Was Pablo Moses with Revolutionary Dream, the title track of his debut album, which was produced by Jeffrey Chung and released on the Tropical Soundtracks label in 1976, and which has since seen a CD reissue on the Shanakai label.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
And it was also in the mid-70s that former child star Freddie McGregor, who had recorded a wealth of sweet love songs at Studio One between the ages of 7 and 17, started following the teachings of Prophet Gad and the 12 tribes of Israel. And Freddie returned to the number one studio to record a couple of Deep Roots classics which reflected his newly found faith. And they were called A Rastaman Camp and I Man A Rasta, where on his second one, he declared, I'm a revolutionist.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it!
I'm a revolutionist, with founder. I'm a nut. Yeah, of fools from Israel be? I'm wondering why we not go live in peace. You better open your eyes and fight for your rights or you will die. I'm gonna leave my tribe of Israelites and fight for their rights. That's why they say I'm a revolutionist, I'm a rastaman. I'm gonna deal with capitalists away from them. I'm a revolutionist, I go repatriate. I'm gonna deal with capitalists, Lord, Lord, Lord. The Pharisees, we can't stop there to preach the gospel of Jah Jah, for it's not right. We're gonna have to fight for many day and night, but it's alright. I say we're going to the land that promised land called Africa. That's where I'm bound. I'm a revolutionist, I saw them say. But I'm a not deal with no capitalist, I'm a rastaman. I'm a revolutionist, go repatriate. I'm a not deal with no capitalist, I'm a right.
On a slightly hissy pressing, you just heard the words and fervour of a newly converted believer, as that was Freddie McGregor with Imana Rasta, which he recorded at Studio One and was initially released on 7-inch on the Money Disc label in 1976, and which was re-recorded and retitled for inclusion on his debut album Bobby Bobylon 3 years later.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation. Great for inspiration!
But now, returning back to the state of emergency, which the PNP government installed in June 1976, as this lasted right through until the end of the year, when another general election was called in December. And it was during this period that many anti-establishment songs were recorded, and lyricists increasingly reached back to the words and teachings of Marcus Garvey to inform their comments on the current precarious situation, such as Culture's 2/7 Clash, as well as the one I've got for you now, which is Fabian's Prophecy, where she takes an excerpt from an uplifting and hopeful speech that Garvey made back in the 1920s, where he proclaimed that the Negro is a man, and his back is not yet against the wall. However, Fabian declared that our backs are now against the wall, and it's time to heed the call in Prophecy.
Prophecy.
Over the top of a thunderous bass line, that was Fabian with Prophecy, which was produced by Jack Ruby in 1977 and released on his Fox label in Jamaica and the Island and Tribesman labels here in the UK, and can now be found on the compilation Classic Reggae Mastercuts Volume 1.
You said you're the best, but when I'm around you're the second best. And if you don't believe it's true, all you got to do is try I.
And so, if you thought that bass line was heavy, then wait until you hear this next deep rumble, which again reflects the concerns of the day, because following the re-election of Michael Manley in 1976, Cuba's president Fidel Castro was invited for a full state visit the following year, as ties between the neighbouring islands became ever closer, which of course caused much controversy and left many middle-class Jamaicans fearing that a communist revolution wasn't far away. And so they shipped people, money and possessions off the island to safe places abroad. Meanwhile, Hugh Mundell, who himself was a young middle-class teenager, was taking a whole different approach to these circumstances, and instead was heading downtown, where he teamed up with Augustus Pablo and wrote and recorded one of the great revolutionary albums of all time, Africa Must Be Free by 1983. Where amongst the thunderously bass-heavy rhythms and fiery and impassioned lyrics was this heavyweight prophecy called Run Revolution A Come.
Run Revolution A Come.
Yeah, it's true to nothing but the truth. Some of them want capitalism, some of them want communism, they all want all kind of ism. Run, 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 revolution will come. Run, 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 revolution will come. The press must free, so we all can see your wrongdoings and your brutality. Run, 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 revolution will come.
Was a 16-year-old Hugh Mundell with Run Revolution A Come, which was produced by Augustus Pablo and featured on Hugh's debut album Africa Must Be Free by 1983, which came out on Pablo's Message label in 1978, while that track has recently seen a long-awaited 7-inch release via the Only Roots reissue label. So, why not? But now, in today's show, we focus solely on the 1970s, because this was a flowering period of revolutionary ideas and intent making their way into the music and onto record. But of course, it didn't all stop when the next decade started, although the prevalence of dancehall music did sometimes mean you had to look a bit closer to find such subject matter. But I'm going to leave you today with one of the classic voices of reggae music and his great 1983 recording for Sly and Robbie, as this is Dennis Brown with Revolution.
Revolution.
Prince of Reggae in fine voice there, as that was Dennis Brown with Revolution, which was produced by Sly and Robbie and initially released on their Taxi label in 1983 and was also the title track of his 1985 album on Yvonne's label. But that is all I got time for you today, so I hope you've enjoyed this revolutionary selection. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com. Or you can run, come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.